Have you ever heard of Jack Frost or Old Man Winter? Maybe you pay attention to the wind chill factor. In winter, is it freezing or nippy? Maybe there's a biting wind where you live. Let's study together.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 638, Winter Weather Vocabulary. The temperature dropped this week here in New York. Last week, we were enjoying spring-like temperatures. But as of last night, it got really frigid. That was the inspiration for today's English lesson. Let's look at the vocabulary that we use to talk about cold winter weather. First of all, there are two names that we often hear when it's very cold outside. These are Jack Frost and Old Man Winter. Two names that represent the cold weather and are the personification of cold winter weather. Frost is the thin layer of ice that forms on the windows, cars, and other surfaces in the winter. So we use Frost as part of Jack's name. I'm not exactly sure why we use Jack, but we do. Here are some examples. It looks like Jack Frost will be in town this weekend. Wow, it looks like Old Man Winter came for a visit. Next is the wind chill factor, or just the wind chill. These are phrases that the weather forecast often talks about. In the winter, when they mention the temperature, they often mention the wind chill factor, or the wind chill with it. The wind chill is how the temperature feels when there is a strong winter wind. There's a calculation based on the wind speed and the temperature, but the weather reporter does that and lets us know how it feels outside. For example, it's 2 degrees outside, but the wind chill factor is -7. Speaking of how things feel, we often use the word freezing to talk about how the weather feels and how we feel. Technically speaking, freezing means 0 degrees. You know, the temperature that water freezes at. However, we use the word freezing in conversational English to mean very cold weather or very cold conditions around us. Here are some examples. I was going to rake the leaves, but it's really freezing outside. I think I'll just stay inside and read a book. I was freezing during yesterday's meeting in the office because of the air conditioner. Why do they need to keep the temperature so low? Next, we have a few different words to describe very cold weather. First, we use both the adjective bitter and the adverb bitterly. When it's bitter cold or bitterly cold, it's extremely cold. For example, it's bitter cold in upstate New York in the wintertime. It was bitterly cold when I walked my dog this morning. Another way to talk about very cold weather is frigid. For example, it was frigid in Jack's old car because the heater was broken. I think it's too frigid for the dogs to play outside. We also use nippy, especially in casual, spoken English, to mean very cold weather. Here are some examples. Bundle up. It's pretty nippy outside. The wind is pretty nippy out there. Let's pop into this cafe for a hot cup of tea. And finally, speaking of wind, The wind on a cold day can be painful, like being bitten by a wild animal. We use this image when we talk about the wind by saying that there is a biting wind. A biting wind gives us the image that the wind is biting our skin. Here are some examples. There is a biting wind during a blizzard. The wind was really biting today. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any vocabulary is to take the word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. Well, that's it for today's English lesson. Why don't you join my podcast learners study group? There, you can get the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. It also includes my live group coaching once a month. To learn more or to see the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 638. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.